Alana DeGrasse here, president of Turning On the Lights Global Institute, and welcome to the Upgrade My Life and Biz podcast, where we give you tools and tips to reach personal and professional goals. Phenomenal woman. Pretty woman wonder where my secret lies. I'm not cute or built to suit a fashion model size, but when I start to tell them, they think I'm telling lies. I say, it's in the reach of my arms, the span of my hips, the stride of my step, and the curl of my lips. I'm a woman, phenomenally. Phenomenal woman, that's me. I walk into a room just as cool as you please, and to a man, the fellows stand or fall down to their knees. Then they swarm around me, a hive of honeybees. I say, it's the fire in my eyes, and the flash of my teeth, the swing in my waist, and the joy in my feet. I'm a woman, phenomenally, phenomenal woman, that's me. Hello everyone, so I hope you enjoyed that rendition of Phenomenal Woman, because indeed we are phenomenal, and as you know, we just left March, which is known as Women's History Month, and we are also celebrating the playback of our IWBCC conference, and we've had an amazing time. And today I want to share with you some highlights from one of the first discussions we had in that morning, which is to ask you this question: where would you like to go? And what dreams and goals do you have now? And when we think about that question, I ask you that question because I want you to think about the GPS of your contentment. You know, when you think about reaching your personal and professional goals, I love using acronyms. And the one that comes to mind is one that I always share, which is called the CLICK method. And in this case, I'm talking about it for professional and personal goals. So CLICK for me, you know, when I think about that, I think of the first letter C, which stands for clarity. You've got to think about how clear you want to be when it comes to reaching a certain goal. It's not only one thing to create a vision board and to see those images, but it's another thing to get so clear about why that goal is so important to you that you move everything else that has been blocking your energy out the way. So get clear on who you want to become, on how you want the numbers to look, on how you want to be for the remainder of the year. The second letter, L, stands for locate. Locate exactly where you are. You know, one of the number one things you can do to really catapult your change is to be as transparent and real with yourself about where the numbers lie, whether that's how many people are enrolled in your business, or how much revenue you're really making, or how you feel about communicating with many organizations and individuals about what it is that you actually offer. I always tell everyone, my clients, even when I'm presenting, that, you know, no one's going to come to your basement looking for your solutions, yet millions of people are online looking for solutions. So my question is, where are you? And I always have to also give myself permission to also stop doing certain things that maybe just don't excite me anymore. You know, when we are thinking about being experts and leaders, we sometimes can work in a field for so long that we actually feel a little dry. We actually don't feel as excited about doing the very things that we initially love to do. And that's okay, because what that teaches me is that we're really just growing. And when you're growing, you have to be willing also to pivot. And in this moment right now, I know that Hufster and I are in the midst of a transition, actually we completed a transition, and transition in itself is a whole beast, because when you're going from point A to point Z, you recognize that there are all these preliminary steps that you have to take. So that's like getting yourself prepared, doing all of the things, logistics, thinking about what's important for each party that's a part of this. And then also then implementation of whatever those preliminary goals were. And during implementation, there may be hiccups, there may be surprises, there may be things that you did not necessarily plan for, but now you realize you have to take two steps back to get together. So as you think about truly moving forward from point A to point Z in a given goal, you have to also recognize that it is important to locate exactly where you are at all times during the trajectory of that given dream and goal. And it's okay at times, even when you're in the middle of it, to feel tired. It's okay to say, oh my goodness, this is like, throw me in for a whammy, because then when you give yourself permission to see where you really are, you also give yourself permission to pause. And one thing I loved about learning about Albert Einstein is the amount of time he would take and what people would probably think frivolous thought, but he would ponder, he would meditate, he would sit there and think about, you know, different types of scenarios for the given things that he was working on. And as we are entrepreneurs and leaders, we have to give ourselves permission to actually locate where we are. Because sometimes we may feel this pressure that we have to keep doing the very thing that we started because maybe a lot of people are depending on us, or maybe, you know, we had a certain expectation as to how something would feel once we arrived there. I mean, have you ever worked on a goal, a degree, or a solution for something, and then you got there and you were like, ooh, was not expecting this or these different variables to be at play? So when we are in transition and locating where we exactly are at, the next word, I, sometimes we have to come up with new ideas. And one of the things I love when I'm dealing with entrepreneurs, I love coming up with new ideas because sometimes it's easy to compare ourselves to others, right? That are already in the industry, people that you just say their name and everyone knows them. But the challenge of that is not realizing that you yourself have unique fingerprints, you have unique ideas, you have unique solutions, and you have to give yourself the same amount of attention, if not more, on what you are doing, you know, as opposed to just comparing what you're doing to somebody else. It's important to see what other people are doing in the industry, but don't forget that unique value that you bring to the industry. And ideation is crucial, right? So sometimes when we're stuck, we have to either get out of our environment to have a clear perspective, get a coach to kind of pull out some of these ideas you've probably already been thinking about and just need to act upon. And give yourself permission that you might have an idea and it may not work the first time. You might have an idea and it may work, but you have to try something and you have to ideate. And, you know, I always say, why did the 409 product call themselves 409? Because it took them 408 times to figure out the right ingredients for that actual product. So just know that, you know, sometimes as entrepreneurs, we want things to be perfect. We want to hear a yes all the time. Sometimes it's in the no where you actually have to sit back and say, okay, what do I need to shift? What do I need to change? What do I not like anymore? And be okay with that. So now that we have covered that, once we have some ideas, we can be open to what I call creating new solutions, creating a different pathway of how we want to do things. And that way we will feel that synergy and joy and that feeling of adventure when we are, you know, in an element of creativity. And I love that part because it makes what I'm doing new all the time, not new in the sense of what I'm offering, but new in the sense of my perspective to it. So be open to ideating and creating. And then lastly, I want you to think of the key of the outcomes that you will have when you take anticipated steps. Little steps at a time do compound to what I call transformation. And so when you can look at the choices that you're going to make this year and the changes that you're going to make, because maybe you might feel like, you know what, I was really outgoing and I was networking all the time and, you know, but now I want to kind of sit back a little and ponder and think about what my experiences have brought me to up until this point. That's okay. And maybe you have been so busy creating that you haven't been executing. So now this is the year where you decide, I don't want to just keep creating product and product. I want to now learn how to effectively execute the very things or the very reasons why I created these products in the first place. So no matter where you are in your barometer of goal attainment, just remember that it has to click, but it has to click for you because you can study other people all day. You can have other people pump you up all day, but unless you have your own rhythm and your own system, it's going to be very hard for you to stay at this for a long time and to feel like, yes, I'm making progress. And that's why I asked the question, who do you want to be now? Because you really have a decision to make. And that is, how clear do you want to be about your goal? And what are you willing to do to move all the other outliers out the way in order to focus? Sometimes the hardest thing that there is to do for entrepreneurs is to move all the outliers out the way so that you can just focus. But when you have that focus, there's something so refreshing about seeing an outcome. Like I remember when I first started this business, of course I could have done communication and I could have done all these things, but I decided, you know what? I'm just going to focus on woman building confidence. That's what I'm going to focus on. And for 2 years, we just grappled with that. And I can tell you that all the other things that I eventually added to my business came out of that core offer in the beginning. That's why if you're starting out as a new business owner, give yourself time to not only see and grapple with what you want to offer, but give yourself time and permission to allow people to understand what it is that you're up to. Yes, we all know that social media is very important, but sometimes it takes someone 3, 4, 5 times to see you talking and motivating and doing all those things before they realize, wait a minute, this person has an offer. So don't just throw in the towel and quit because it's been 2 or 3 months and no one has responded to you. You want to show up and be consistent because consistency builds trust. So if you decide that, you know, you're going to do something, you know, once a month or twice a month, that's better than saying, oh, I'm going to do it for 30 days because you don't want to build something that you can't maintain. So making sure that you have a process that allows you to feel like, wait a minute, this clicks with my persona, this clicks with who I am and what I'd like to offer, you are more likely not to burn out. And that's what we want. We want you to build a thriving service. We want you as a leader to lead with passion, because when you do that, you'll have more energy, you'll feel more infectious, and people will be drawn to you. Well, tune into this small excerpt from the IWBCC event that we had just a couple of weeks ago.
When I get calls and so on, I'm like, what does this person need? There's always something. And so it's refreshing for someone to call you just to say, you're doing amazing things. I see you. And then to start from strength. I think I'm so used to people picking out what we're not doing well, picking out how we look and all those different things, that for someone to just see the good you're already doing and not needing any fixing, which a lot of times it's like, we got to fix something. Like, especially being in our community, something is always missing when we always have more. As women, as those who are underrepresented, as just people where we know we are overlooked in so many different ways. But for me, it was about what many of you have said, being seen, but more importantly, being celebrated, not just on the surface, but being celebrated for just who we are, the gifts that we bring to the world, and then how do we share that collectively? And so that unity was really important to me.
Aren't you glad you got to tune into a small excerpt? Look, we have a lot of events coming up, and I want you to visit us at toldgspark.com so you can learn how you can upgrade your personal and professional goals in 2024. Well, I'm signing off. Dr. Lana DeGrasse, thanks for tuning in. Bye-bye.